Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, January 4th, 2018, and this is episode 208 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I really do appreciate it. I think we've got a really, really great show for you. Now, just before I took a break for the holidays, I recorded an episode called Will This Be the Year of AI in Digital Marketing? And I got an email from Dave in Orlando. Hi, Dave. Thanks for emailing. Who is the head of sales for a company. And he said that AI might be fine for marketing, and it might be fine especially for digital marketing, but it really doesn't play a big role in sales, or he really doesn't see how it plays a role in sales, because, you know, so much of what he does, so much of what his team does, is about relationships, is about getting to know customers, is about spending time with them and building this really, really great relationship that enables you to close the sale. And obviously in B2B, that's very true that relationships play a huge role in this and likely will for a long time to come. It's not terribly likely that we're just going to, you know, in a really complex B2B type sale, say, oh, just go put this in your shopping cart or just let the AI handle it, at least not right away. So, Dave, I agree with you completely on that part. I also think we want to take a step back and talk about what is the threat to you? What is the thing that really might cause you some concern? Because the fact is, AI probably isn't going to steal your job. However, smart people who are making use of AI and who know how to use AI probably will steal your job and probably will steal your customers. Now, I want to take a big step back for a moment before I explain why this is, because there's a lot of moving pieces to this. A few weeks back, I did an episode that asked the question, will AI kill your brand? And I did another episode over a year ago that talked all about voice, VR, AR, and AI, and whether they were hype or hope. And one of the things I want people to be aware is AI is real. It exists today. It's something that people can take use of. You can make use of right now. AI is an enormous part of the way Google's algorithm works. And it's an enormous part of the way YouTube's algorithm works. And it's an enormous part of the way Facebook's algorithm works. And if you think that Google and Facebook, for instance, aren't putting a lot of effort into this or are putting a lot of effort into this for no particular reason, I would encourage you to think about that just a little bit differently. Think about all the ways we try to anticipate and analyze and adapt and act on behalf of our customers every day. Think about how often you do. There's a lot you need to know about your customer. And a lot of those items that you need to know really is around data. Now, you might remember from some past episodes, we had one called Why Data Matters for Marketers. And even more importantly, the one that was called AI for Marketers, AI Makes Big Data Little. So, you know, there's three or four different areas that I can think of off the top of my head where in sales today and in marketing and in operations and lots of other areas, you rely upon data. So think about lead scoring models. How effective is your lead scoring today? How quickly are you able to adapt that lead scoring to the needs of customers as they change? Do you understand all the inputs? Do you have a good sense of what actually drives people to make a purchase decision or to engage with you as they go forward? Think about your content marketing. When you provide content to a customer, and I want to be really clear about this. If you're a salesperson and you're sending an email to a customer, do you know that that email is effective? Do you know that that email works? And when you think about your CRM tools, how do you know when it's most appropriate to contact a customer? How do you know when it's the best time to reach them or actually, you know, get them at the moment of need? Now, today we're relying a lot on data analytics. And when I say today, I mean, if we look back over the last 10 years or so, there's been an immense amount of focus around the data and the analytics to make your lead scoring work better, to understand how people are engaging with your content, to look at your CRM and see if it is in fact helping drive people down the path. But what we see again and again and again, you know, as I go in and work with companies, as people I talk to work with companies, et cetera, we see this problem of they don't really have a good sense of what data matters or which touch points played a significant role in terms of moving a customer further down the purchase path. That's a really, really tough problem to figure out. When I should talk to my customer, when I should reach out to them, and with what message. Now, smart salespeople do this really well today. They kind of get it intuitively, but they're not perfect at it. We all know that, right? There's not a salesperson out there who has a close rate of 100%. And if you have one that does, that salesperson is not charging enough from your customers, right? I mean, fundamentally, if everybody says yes to your product, you're probably not pricing it correctly. So there's an opportunity here to understand what's really working and what's really helping customers connect with us in a way that says, yeah, this actually solves their problem. This actually helps them make the decision to buy from you. Now, that's where AI is going to play a big role. You know, we're not suddenly going to turn over sales and marketing and operations and everything else to machines. We're going to have people who understand how to make use of those machines to achieve the right business outcomes, to move people further down the purchase path, to get them to pick up the phone and call you, or get them to reply to your email, or get them to text or reach out to one of your salespeople to schedule that next dialogue. And that's really where the threat, if we can call it that, of AI comes into play for people who are on the sales side or on the operations side. Because worrying about AI instead of seeing it as an opportunity is probably a mistake. When I'm in boardrooms talking to C-level folks, they're all talking about what is our company's AI strategy. And so the question I'd have for you is, what's yours? There are tools out there. So IBM makes a tool that they call the Tone Analyzer that you can test right now. You can go out there, I'll put a link to it in the show notes, that will allow you to put in a whole bunch of text, and it will tell you, here's how people are likely to respond to it. Here's how they're likely to feel after they read that. And if you think about it, that's a really powerful, powerful tool, because it helps us understand, yes, this is how we can expect our customers to respond when we say something. Are we going to inspire them? Are we going to cause them fear? Are we going to make them feel more passionate or joyful about how we might be able to help them? Any of those can be really powerful emotions to move a customer closer to a sale. obviously, that's just a demo. Where that gets really interesting is when you take the data that says, wow, we saw people open that email, or we saw people return that voicemail, or we saw people get in touch with us after we left them a message. And we use that to feed into the AI from all of our salespeople and show, yeah, this is really working, and build that into the CRM, then you're going to see immense change. And we're already starting to see it. Because Dave's right in his question. AI isn't going to steal your job, not by itself. We're not there yet. You're absolutely right. Dave's question is spot on. But smart salespeople who know how to use AI to identify prospects and tailor messages to where they are in their buyer's journey might steal your job. And frankly, probably will. Smart marketers who know how to use AI to make their marketing more effective and more engaging will steal your job. Smart leaders who know how to use AI to identify talent and trends will steal your job. That's the reality of where we are today. So the reality is AI won't steal your job, but smart people who put AI to work will, but only if you let them. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I will remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 208. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to you and your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you could provide a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store while you're there, I would really, really appreciate it. You can also contact me by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or just like Dave did, via email by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I very, very much appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend, a great, great week ahead. And I will look forward to catching up with you here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Until then, take care, everybody.